KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The State Department says 32 Americans are now among the 1,400 killed by Hamas terror attacks in Israel. 11 Americans are still unaccounted for, and an unknown number of Americans are among the nearly 200 hostages being held in Hamas-controlled Gaza. Gaza's health ministry says more than 3,700 Palestinians have died, and humanitarian aid convoys are waiting to get in. Reports say Israel's defense minister visited troops amassed along the Gaza border, telling them to be ready. ABC's Inez de la Cutera is in Jerusalem.
There was some back and forth over the last few days with some officials talking about how what we actually see might be different than what we expect, but it does appear like some kind of ground operation is inevitable.
Sidney Powell, the one-time attorney for former President Trump, accused of spreading false claims about the 2020 election, has pleaded guilty. She faced racketeering charges in Fulton County, Georgia, and agreed to testify. This is ABC News. A Jacksonville, Florida-based bank settling with the Justice Department to resolve claims of redlining, a discriminatory lending practice against minority communities. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the complaint alleges Ameris Bank located its branches in certain areas of the city to serve majority white neighborhoods and avoid mostly black and Hispanic areas.
This included failing to open even a single branch in majority black and Hispanic neighborhoods in Jacksonville, despite having opened 18 full-service branches in other parts of Jacksonville.
Garland says Ameris will pay $9 million to expand access to credit opportunities for affected residents. Another drop in filings for weekly jobless claims. 198,000 people filed last week, 13,000 fewer than the previous week. Amazon is increasing robotic operation in its warehouses to help speed up delivery. The company says the robotics will not replace humans. They'll work alongside them. Rena Roy, ABC News.
A Wisconsin State Senate panel heard testimony on legislation to change regulations in the child care industry, but not increase funding for it. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has previously demanded the Republican-controlled legislature to use $350 million of the state's record budget surplus to keep the Child Care Counts program running for the next 2 years. Republican lawmakers have proposed alternative ideas like loosening restrictions on who can work in child care and creating a program for parents or employers to save for daycare expenses tax-free. The Wisconsin State Senate passed a bill on Tuesday to force state wildlife managers to set a firm numeric goal for the state's wolf population. Prior to the introduction of the bill, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources refused to implement a hard goal, arguing that not implementing a population limit would give them more flexibility in addressing wolf population concerns. The bill, which calls for a statewide population limit of 350 animals, will now head to the State Assembly. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
RootersLoungeMN.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I get balloons today on X, but they all keep falling to the ground. It's kind of a sad display now.
Twitter used to send balloons on X.
They all go to the right for some reason. I don't know.
They're
floating in that direction. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your birthday boy Thursday. Yay. Matt and Brett here. The never-ending sands of time have reached back and grabbed another year from this soon-to-be cold, cold corpse. It is 55 for me this year. 55.
Yeah. Trying to think of anything special you get at like 55.
Is black, like mold.
No AARP things or
sort joints. Well, I'm halfway to being C-3PO at this point. I got more metal in my body. It is always fun saying, I've got all this metal. Say, sure, go to this. You just go to this one over here. You get your own private, you know, Johnny Metallic over here. You get to go over there and get your own scanner and everything like that. So, what is the 55th anniversary? There's got to be something for 55 years marriage, right?
I thought that's like when AARP started mailing you stuff at like 55.
AARP started sending us stuff 5 years ago, 6 years ago, really.
Oh, so they're going like late 40s. They're getting on top of that, yeah.
And I want to know the truth is AARP, I don't mind nearly as much. It's the Cremation Society that seems to be found.
Yeah, that's more depressing if there's...
Hey, do you like the smell of a barbecue? Well, have we got a treat for you. It's the Cremation Society. You can do the s'mores package, which is, it really, the kids love that one. It goes up like a flambe. Very Ozark. Anyway, no. I do get a lot of mail from the cremation people. Stop it. I'm good for the time being. I don't need ideas.
They got a buy two, get one free sale going right now.
Yeah, there's some guy out in my street holding up a bottle of lighter fluid going, yeah, what is it? I got it right here. It's all ready to go. Got matches, too. Will somebody stop their maniacal urges? 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Holy God, it's even though it is my birthday, we got a humdinger of a show for you today. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we have got a certain John Fugelsang, my birthday gift this year. He is kind enough to join us earlier today, and we had a nice long conversation with him. We'll play that back. Of course, Sexy Liberal coming up. Rick Smith in this hour at 3:35. We're going to talk about the importance of the union element. I mean, as Dean Phillips is talking about running, he's not going to wrestle the union vote away from Biden. So I don't, and I just don't see how in the world you're going to be able to get that done upend Biden at this point if you don't have the union vote. So we'll talk to him about that. He knows the union stuff better than I do. This is our last day of giving away stuff for the Sexy Liberal Tour. Now, Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Frangela, the whole crew, they've got the Sexy Liberal Show. The only one they're doing this year is on Saturday. It's a pay-per-view event. They're out in Los Angeles, but you can watch it live on pay-per-view. It is fantastic. Make sure you get your pay-per-view, sexyliberal.com. It's sexyliberal.com is where you can find the pay-per-view information. We gave away, we had one giveaway on social media, and we had made a post on social media on the Twitter page, on the Facebook page, and on the Instagram page. And if you commented on those posts, you were entered in for the drawing for a free pay-per-view pass today. I believe the phrase was, and this was kind of foreshadowing, I love John Fugelsang. So did we have some people post, I love John Fugelsang?
Yeah, let's pick a winner now, and I'm going to give me a number between 21 and 25.
24.
All right, I'm doing the math in my head for who will win, a little math equation. Our winner is going to be Karen.
And we know, it's on social media, we have no idea what town she's in?
I can tell you in just 1 second. She is from Isle, Minnesota.
Ah! Karen from Isle. Congratulations. You've got yourself the last social media pay-per-view pass for Sexy Liberal. Now, we got one more to give away. I got a pay-per-view pass to give away during the show today. So listen for your chance to win sometime this show. That's it. After that, after today, at 5 o'clock, if you want to catch the pay-per-view of the Sexy Liberal show, you need to go to sexyliberal.com, buy the pay-per-view pass. But I think you get to view it until past November, right? I
mean, yeah, you get at least a few days if you can't make it directly on that Saturday night. So don't feel any pressure.
Yeah, you can watch it. I think you can watch it over and over again, too. So, yeah, it's a pretty slick deal. So if you don't win this one coming up today, just go to sexyliberal.com. Go catch Steph Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Frangela, the whole crew, plus an incredible slate of guests they've got ready to go out there in Los Angeles. So it'll be good fun. All right. Make sure you're there for this on Saturday. I have talked about you do not rob suburban locations. Minnetonka is giving Edina a run for its money as far as tracking down a criminal. Because remember, they had the guy that made the threat outside of Edina High School. The guy was caught by like 8 a.m. the next morning. It was like 14 hours. 14 hours they tracked that guy down and they arrested him. A man has been arrested in connection with a robbery at Minnetonka Taco Bell during which a shot was fired. Remember we were talking about this the other day about they got those new chicken nuggets. They know what I want for Christmas. You know, there you go. You see this?
Chicken nuggets at Taco Bell.
They got it. We are a test market for the Taco Bell chicken nugget. So, I mean, clearly this guy was just wanting some. I think he wanted cash. I mean, I don't think he wanted the nuggets. I think he was looking to rob the place. Minnetonka Police Department says a robbery happened around 8:30 a.m. yesterday morning at the Taco Bell at 1500 Highway 7. The suspect entering the restaurant displaying the weapon. At one point, the gun discharged because apparently he's an idiot. No one was injured, thank God. The department says it continued to track the man's location throughout the day. How are you this bad at this? Seriously, they tracked this location. Or are you driving the Oscar Mayer wiener car? How are they able to track you immediately? There goes the criminal guy. Well, yeah, there he goes right there. Yeah, he just went past me. They tracked him throughout the day, leading to his arrest in Minneapolis that afternoon with the gun used the robbery also found. His rapid resolution within about 6 hours. Six. Bravo. Minnetonka Police. This is a round of applause for you guys. Bravo. And the help of the Minneapolis Police. 6 hours. Dear Lord. Did he even finish the nuggets at that point? I mean, that's the question. I mean, clearly not all the dipping sauce. It's a testament to the effectiveness and technology of the agency collaboration of our fight against crime, said Jason Tate of Minnetonka Police. He's deputy police chief there. The man is also believed to have attempted to rob an armored car just before noon in Eden Prairie. You're not that smart, and you're going to jail. And guess what? You get to go to jail, and when they say, "What'd you do?" you get to say, "I tried to rob a Taco Bell." And they caught me 6 hours later.
Is there a worst fast food restaurant to rob? Because
White Castle, hands down, man.
I mean, you're not getting expensive food there. No one's going to have much. Yeah.
Arby's. Your dignity is down to ground level if you're trying to knock off an Arby's.
I think White Castle might have to.
Man,
I don't know.
Beef and Shubber.
Got a lot of cheap stuff on the menu at Taco Bell.
Dude, man, we'll give you the horsey sauce. You don't have to steal it from us. I imagine you pulled a gun in the Arby's. They'd be like, you know, we'll just give you the food you want. I mean, it's you know, your blood pressure. Knock yourself out. Here you go. Sure, it's the meats. There you go. Enjoy. Okay, maybe White Castle, some sliders. What did you do? I was trying to rob some sliders. I was trying to get the chicken rings. Here's the thing about White Castle. I even myself will have to admit, every once in a while, I need a slider. I will. And it just hits at a random time. I was down in Apple Valley. There's one down there. I was driving past. I was like, God, man, that sounds good. So go get one. And they're not big. They're actually, they are snack size.
But you just went and ordered one slider?
Not two.
At the mouth.
Come on, man. Come on. I'm there.
I was gonna say, I don't know if you can even order one slider.
It's 8 cents. pull around. Every once in a while I have to get a slider. I don't think I've ever said to myself, you know what sounds good right now? Technicolor cheese on meat? On a bun? Sure. I'll have a beef and cheddar. Now, if they still had the potato triangles. Now we're talking a different world. Because those were one of the best things fast food ever produced. But they're lost.
I don't know. The beef and cheddars weren't terrible.
They weren't terrible.
Yeah, they're better than what else you could find for fast food.
Really?
You're not a fan of the beef and cheddar.
Well, I mean, okay, I'm trying to go down what road you're going down with this because, I mean, okay, Frisco Burger? No, Frisco Burger is better than the beef and cheddar, right?
I'd take that probably over anything at a Taco Bell.
Yeah, just
looking
Taco
at
Bell.
How anything.
Okay, so Taco Bell. Okay, yeah, you do kind of, you know, you're running for someplace. You know, you get the Taco Bell. It's beefy. Sure.
Beefish, yeah.
Beefish. It's using the beef fish, which is it's a delicious fish you'll find. I mean, it's, Taco John's is good. I like Taco John's. It's not going to be that. Now this is going to be the entire freaking show. I'm just going to just let you know this. We're now into this realm. You've opened, thanks for opening up this Pandora's box. You know, I don't want to embarrass them. I don't want to say anything bad. But I will say this. There are actually a lot of fast food places where if you eat in moderation, you don't go there too often, they're actually quite tasty. I think McDonald's occasionally is tasty. Burger King is occasionally tasty. Hardee's is occasionally tasty. Subway. Fresh? I don't know about that. They're fresher. They actually cut their stuff now, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. The bread's pretty questionable at Subway.
I did have at a Quiznos a beef and cheese and broccoli, not beef, a cheese and broccoli soup, which was pretty atrocious one time. That was you know the Hague is calling for that one. that's some bad yeah. Cheese and broccoli soup right there. Okay, well, I'll let this settle. Let's get something. I'll tell you what, because I got a ton to talk about with this before we get to Rick. Let's take a break. It's been a busy day in the U.S. House, and the Republicans, have there been any fist fights? I think they're going to have one by the end of the day. There is actually going to be a fist fight on the Republican side by the end of the day. I'll get to that here in just a second. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. The Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The ruling on the field stands. You can register as an organ donor regardless of your age or health. Even people with conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, hepatitis, or cancer can donate. And age is not a factor. The oldest organ donor ever was 95. Don't fumble your chance to save lives. Get the facts and register as an organ donor today at life-source.org. That's life-source.org. Sponsored by LifeSource, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
I love my Toyota vehicle, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
Hi, this is Frank Brown, owner of Minuteman Press Uptown, Minnesota's only minority-owned union printing company. And I have big news. We've moved. Our new building in North Minneapolis is much larger with state-of-the-art equipment. That means we can get your projects done faster. We're on Washington Avenue North off I-94 at the Dowling exit, which allows for quick pickup and drop-off with plenty of free parking. And yes, we still print everything. I moved to MP Uptown because as a black business owner, I want to be in North Minneapolis and help provide jobs. At MP Uptown, we pay above living wages, hire people who have made mistakes in the past, and believe in social justice. We have over 175 Google reviews with a 5-star rating. Let us handle your next print project because when you support our business, you support the community. Call 612-870-0777 or visit mpuptown.com. That's mpuptown.com. We print everything.
Wow. Very nice. Thank you very much. Double nickels, by the way, today, 55.
Nice.
Which people are going to be like, holy God, you're only 55? Yes, I know. I know. It's the hard living and lots of bad food. That's how you do it. That's Matt's secret. 952-946-6205. 952-9. See, the mind is the first thing to go. I can't even remember the damn phone number anymore. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So, I was coming into the radio station to do the show. I'd actually downloaded the Axios story. Let me read the Axios story to you here. A plan by, I got to get to the Axios story here. All right. Jim Jordan, endorsement of a plan to empower Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry, short fella, until January has set off a furious reaction of House conservatives. The McHenry resolution, which Jordan backed Thursday after it became clear he was bleeding GOP support ahead of the planned third ballot, will require support from Democrats in order to alleviate the speaker crisis that has paralyzed Congress for more than 2 weeks. So basically this is that McHenry is not as far right as the conservatives want to have. But there's no way in the world you're going to get anyone far right elected as the House Speaker. That's just not going to happen. And so what you've got is the basically said, well, we might be able to get a few Democrats on board. And that was when the conservatives went nutsoid. And nutsoid is the right thing. The plan is to was to require Democrats, a few Democratic votes to help him over the edge. Representative Debbie Lesko, Republican from Arizona, Nathaniel Morin, Republican of Texas, Lance Gooden, Republican of Texas, Marionette Miller Meeks, Republican of Iowa, said in a closed-door GOP conference that Jordan should step aside, according to a source in the room. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, meanwhile, advocated for empowering McHenry, while Jordan says stays on as the top GOP speaker designee, according to two sources. McCarthy screamed at Gates to sit down and went to speak when he went to speak at the mics, the source said. It's hard to imagine a guy like that doesn't have a lot of friends. I know. You look at him, he said, you know, that guy doesn't look like a weirdo hanging out behind the back of a gas station in South Carolina at all. No, not that. No, not Matt Gaetz. But apparently he is deeply unpopular right now. And my guess is going to be is if a candidate runs against him in his race as a primary, they are going to have every freaking Republican there to endorse him. Representative Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, an influential conservative running for Senate, called on the escape hatch as a historic betrayal and the biggest F-U to the Republican voters. Funyuns. Who doesn't love Funyuns? Ah, oh, we don't deserve the majority, Banks told reporters. I think we all can agree on that. Yeah. Banks, as a conservative, finds the common ground. Banks apparently said, we don't deserve the majority, predicting that more than half of Republicans would oppose the resolution. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's right, roid rage herself, called Jordan's decision, vowed to vote against the resolution. Matt Gaetz, a Jordan supporter who led the charge to Alice McCarthy, called the plan a constitutional desecration and vowed to do everything possible to stop it. And kind of, you might want to work on that in your hairline, just FYI, dude. And I'm sexy as hell. My hair is kind of Pangea broke up a long time ago, but dude, you're trying to hold the full head of hair like it's a wavy bank of hay. It's not working, dude. There is a lot. You could land a Boeing on your forehead. Someone has to tell you this. Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, Republican chair of the biggest block of House conservatives, also opposes the resolution. We need to work every day until we get a speaker, he told reporters. Yes, do it. Yes, do it. Yes, do it. Empowering McHenry could allow the House to vote on emergency measures such as short-term government funding to aid Ukraine and Israel. McHenry has taken limited interpretation of his role as Speaker pro tem so far, and it's unclear whether concessions Democrats might demand in exchange for empowering him until January. Jordan's plans to remain the GOP's Speaker nominee in the interim, a dynamic that could trigger Democratic backlash as well, given their view that the Trump loyalists would be uniquely dangerous Speaker. It's highly unusual for Jordan, a founding co-chair of the House Freedom Caucus, to be in the crosshairs of the hardline conservatives who generally compromise his most vocal supporters. Jordan is now at risk of alienating his closest allies in addition to the establishment, and several GOP holdouts have said they've received death threats. It's death threats, mind you, over the past 72 hours, further entrenching their opposition. This is the closest the far-right conservatives have ever gotten to getting complete control, total control. They will not win a majority ever in the Senate. They will not. You could not run someone like Jim Jordan nationally. He would lose by 40 points. So this is their whole game plan, is basically just get enough votes to have control of the House and install him and basically create a situation where they hold the rest of the country hostage until they kill Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, all these things. And then Donald Trump is pardoned and made president and all these things. That's what they're trying to do. And by the way, you shouldn't, I mean, if you heard Stephanie yesterday, that's kind of the point she's making, is that this whole thing with Jim Jordan is about basically getting someone into place who can, you know, basically possibly overthrow the government again. So now that was about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Let me give you the update from about 2:45 this afternoon. A plan by House Republicans to empower Representative Patrick McHenry as a temporary Speaker of the House was declared dead on Thursday. Didn't last long, did it? Republicans considered it during contentious conference meetings that lasted hours. The vibes coming out of the House GOP conference meeting entering its third hour were dismal, said the new Republican Grace Surgers reported. Representative Vern Buchanan told reporters that reading the room, the resolution to empower McHenry is dead. Scott McFarland from CBS confirmed the report. Multiple House Republicans are telling us the resolution to temporarily empower Speaker pro tem Patrick McHenry is now dead, won't come to the floor for a vote. The reporters believed Representative Jim Jordan will plow ahead and try to change the mind of the 22 so far defectors. They're nowhere, he added. So, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you. It's, if you are, who is a Kistner down in one? Is that Junior down there? Opie?
Minnesota?
Minnesota one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Kistner? No, that's Kistner is the guy that ran.
He's the guy that ran in CD2.
Oh, Vanilla Bland. Is it Bland? Let's go with Bland. Egg. It's Egg. Oh, Arrested Development, you never.
Oh, Finstad.
Finstad, yes. Egg. Egg. Yeah, Egg runs down. Representative Egg down in Minnesota 1. If you're there or you're Minnesota 8, this is a vote that is going to kill your reelection chances. Because I want to make sure you understand, this is not about the Democrats. There's a lot of Republicans who do not like Jim Jordan and do not like the Freedom Caucus and do not want one of these things where Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare are all killed. That there are a lot there, you know, don't get me wrong. You got, you know, Fischbach, you got Emmer. Those guys are in districts where it might make the race a little closer, but it's not going to have an impact probably on the race. But the reality is that if you are an eight, you are in one, you got to be saying to yourself, dear God, please do not make me have to defend this, because that's their problem. It's not the Democrats. We're going to be against them no matter what. It's the fact that moderate Republicans are looking like, what do you mean you put Jim Jordan in charge? What do you mean? This is lunacy. This is literally four-year-olds running the House, because they have no intention of doing it. Their entire plan is to get just enough power in the House to hold the country hostage and try to force the president to kill Social Security, kill Medicare, kill Medicaid, you know, get rid of, declare Vlad Putin the vice president. You know, that's kind of what they're, and Trump has never been guilty. That's kind of the whole argument that they're trying to make. And
It's a laughing stock. This whole thing is a freaking laughing stock. My guess is that Jim Jordan is going to lose votes, even more votes this next time around. And so either they revisit the Patrick Henry deal, which I don't think they will, because the idea is you're going to need some Democrats to vote along with that to make that happen. And that is, you know, it's funny. These people like to run around and say, my job here was to clean this up. No, their job was to force their agenda on other people. And the concept of working with the other side of the aisle is so disgusting to them that they just want to force their will on anyone else. And I mean, like I said, I mean, you think this is going to clear up? Let's just say Jim Jordan becomes a speaker. You think this is going to be done? That everyone's going to be happy? when the government shut down for the fourth month, and you know, even in their conservative districts, are like, dude, yeah, open up the state and the national parks, man. They're going to be like, you just got to stay with us another 4 months. And then they're frantically going to try to, what's going to happen? You can already see it coming. Next October, October 1st, they're frantically going to try to undo all they've done and say, see, we made a difference. And they're going to be frantically arguing that they did something that they didn't do. So 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Rick Smith is going to join us when we do return. He, of course, the night host, 8 to 10 o'clock at night. We'll chat with him about politics and things. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Chambaud Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambaudFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Is your home ready for the holidays? Be honest, how does your carpet look and smell right now? Okay, maybe you have a carpet disaster on your hands, but that's why you should call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Some people hire a deal of the day carpet cleaner to save a little money, but trust shouldn't come that easily. Don't DIY it. Call Zero Res because you know it's safe and effective. That's why this month you can get 3-room Zero Resified starting at just $149 and take $75 off when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call Zero Res right now, 952-ZERO-RES, or go online to ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM950 special. Spell it forward or backward, it's the same. Zero Res. Refresh, restore, and protect your investment. Call Zero Res to clean your business the right way so your floors and surfaces stay cleaner longer without the harmful chemicals the other guys use.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a high near 59. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 42. And Friday, sunny with a high around 66. Crooner's Supper Club invites you to check out the stylish Maggie's Lounge before or after your show. With a welcoming atmosphere, it's the perfect place to catch up with friends before or after a show. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays beginning at 4:30. Stop by for cocktails and light bites. More at croonersloungemn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show.
Yeah, man.
Rick Smith is the host of the Rick Smith Show. It's on 8 to 10 o'clock here locally in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He's kind enough today to join us to talk all things Democrat and the union issues as well. Rick, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Matt, how are you today?
I'm doing well, my friend. What town are you in right now? I mean, we were trying to figure out which one you're in.
Right now, I'm in Carlisle, Pennsylvania,
okay.
Home of the Army War College. We love war here.
Well, as an Army guy, who doesn't? But, you know, is it a nice day? Are you having good fall weather out there?
It's a beautiful day. We just we just got back from taking the bikes out on the road and came back specifically to sit down and fight the good fight.
Well, I'm glad to have you with us here. I got to bring up something here. Now, this is a little bit an issue for us here in Minnesota. Dean Phillips, he's the Minnesota 3 rep. He is my rep, actually, in my house. He is, of course, a Democrat who's been basically making waves that he is thinking about running against Joe Biden because Joe Biden, he says, is too old. It's unclear whether he's going to do this. He's missed the deadline to file in Nevada if he wants to, but he says he's still working with the guys in New Hampshire. Whatever the case may be, the first thing I said is, to win the Democratic nod, you need the union support, and I just do not see Joe Biden losing the union support. Am I wrong on this? What is your thoughts on that?
No, absolutely not. Look, here's the thing. I'm a union guy. I vote on union issues. The bread and butter economic stuff that's important to me and my family, and have been voting that way my entire voting life. I remember as a kid, Jimmy Carter was going to undo Taft-Hartley. That was part of something he ran on. Didn't do it. Bill Clinton was going to get a strike replacement. Bob Dole filibustered it. We never heard from it again. I shook Barack Obama's hand twice, and he told me, Rick, we're going to get something better than the Employee Free Choice Act. We got Bupkis. For too long, Democrats have been talking the talk, but not walking the walk. Biden talking the talk and found Obama's comfortable shoes and walking the walk because he actually first president in history to walk a picket line. There's no way he loses the union vote.
Well, and talk about that because that is, I mean, I know a lot of union guys who said the same thing. That was... You know, if there was doubts on whether they were supporting Joe Biden for a second term, those ended at that moment because that's the first time that's ever happened as a president walking a picket line with the workers.
Yeah, I mean, look, candidate Obama said, you know, comfortable shoes, going to get out there and walk the lines. If you remember what went on in Wisconsin, you didn't hear a peep out of him. You didn't hear a peep out of him on any of the labor things that went on during his time. Nothing. And look, I get you're president and you've got other things going on. Okay, fine. Biden has made this part of how you're going to reunite this country. And I've been saying for a long time, Matt, if you want to reunite this country, you got to reunionize it.
Yes.
You got to get into the workplaces and bring people together because, look, we're tearing each other apart at work and at home. So in my view, you bring people back together in the workplace, you organize them, you get them fighting for the right things, wages, hours, conditions, opportunities, the future, that's good stuff. You get them away from fighting over the divisive stuff, the transgender issue, any of the LGBT stuff. You know, look, 30 years ago in my workplace, we dealt with the transgender issue. 30 years ago, we'll call him Ross. Ross went away. Came back as Rosie. Do you know who cared?
Anyone?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody cared. Rosie did her job. Rosie went home, led her life. Nobody cared. The only thing that the union had to do was go, where's Rosie going to go to the bathroom? Because we don't have any women working here. Because at the time, the freight industry had no women really in the freight industry. There are a couple, but not in our terminal. So you just had to figure out, okay, where is she going to go now? Nobody cared. Now it's what's ripping us apart. It's the end of humanity. And I'm telling you, if we can get back to organizing on the right stuff,
mm-hmm.
wages, hours, conditions, opportunities, I think we can reunite this country. And I think Joe Biden thinks that way as well.
Well, and okay, so we had the writer's strike. Thank God that's got resolved. Still working on the actors. But with SAG-AFTRA, I want to look at UAW here because you just brought up a good point. You can unite this country because the reminder that everyone needs is back under the Obama administration, the auto industry came hat in hand to the American people, came to the unions, say, we're going to die if you don't help us. We're all in this together. And here we are a decade and a half later, and they're basically like, we're not, now that they're making a ton of money, we're not going to help the unions. I think that dichotomy, that just blatant display of greed and selfishness by the auto industry itself, that when they needed help, it was everyone's problem. But when it's time to pay the workers who have been by their side, then they're stiff-arming them. I think that that is a great, you know, example of just going to the people. This is why we need the unions right here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, here's the thing, and this is why Democrats have been taking it on the chin with the working class. Because you go back to the Obama years when they you know, struck this deal to save the auto companies, it came with a lot of concessions by the working people. Now, understand, Republicans lost their minds.
Yeah.
Because it was a controlled bankruptcy and the workers didn't lose their pensions. The right was crazy that the workers didn't lose their pensions. You know, which the first time in history that a company's gone belly up and the workers didn't get completely. You got a beep button?
Beeped over. Is, yes.
Yeah, there we go. But you know, this is where we are. And look, you know, Stephen Ratner, the car czar from that era, you may remember, he just came out and said, if they had more time, they could have gotten more concessions out of the workers. They could have gotten the workers to give up more had they more time. And you go, how much more did they have to give up? Because, you know, look, I've been walking the picket line with these folks. I adopt a striker, which is something we've been calling for on our program. You find a picket line in your neighborhood, adopt a striker. Get out there, walk with them for a day, bring some water, you know, a pizza, a couple of bucks for the strike fund. But get out there and make the strike lines bigger. Because I always say the bigger the picket line, the shorter the strike. But, you know, in talking to these people, you know, they took to heart all of that stuff that came out of the pandemic. Essential, frontline workers, heroes, they took all that stuff to heart. And now they're saying, hey, how about we get back some of the stuff that you stole from us? How about we get back some of the wages, some of the benefits, the cost of living adjustment? How about we start talking about that? And here's the big part, a just transition into the future. And I think, you know, what happened at GM is enormous. In the fact that they are going to put the battery plants under the master agreement, which means the future jobs are going to be good union, good UAW jobs. That's huge.
And that is, by the way, that is a massive deal considering how big batteries are going to be in powering cars in the future. That is massive. Rick Smith joining us right now. The Rick Smith Show, once again, 8 to 10 o'clock at night right here on AM 950. Governor Walz, I mean, talk about a change in mentality. There was always a lot of Democrats, DFLers in the state of Minnesota who sat there and said, we're pro-union and stuff, but outside of maybe some House reps, some local House reps, some local senators, you didn't really see a lot of people walking the line. Governor Walz was on the joined the UAW picketing in Plymouth, Minnesota on Wednesday saying, we've got your back. We've got the governor of Minnesota out there on the line with the workers. I love your Adopt a Striker program, by the way. That's a fantastic idea. This is everywhere, and this is people think that a lot of times they think the UAW, they're thinking Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. The reality is there's UAW workers pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing, and what your governor understands is what small business across the country understand, which is why this strike gets such high marks from the public. I think the last poll I saw was like 80% of the public approves of these people being on strike and sides with them in this strike. What they understand is those wages that those workers earn in those communities props everybody up. It's that rising tide lifting all boats. And look, I tell the story all the time as a kid who grew up in a housing project on the west side of Cleveland. You know, when the neighbor got a union job at Ford, when he got that UAW job, their lives got better. Yep. Immediately. They had food at the end of the month. The kids got better clothes, you know, a secondhand bike. They eventually bought a secondhand car. And within 6-8 months, they moved out of the projects altogether. Their lives got immeasurably better because of a job. And this is where, you know, to quote Ronald Reagan, you don't hear me do this often, but the best anti-poverty program is a job. And I amend it to saying a union job, not just some crummy Mick job, but an actual union job with good wages, good health care, good retirement security, and opportunity for the future. Man, this is how we rebuild America. This is how we rebuild the most prosperous working class in the history of civilization, like our grandparents did.
Well, by the way, did you completely not talking about unions, but how did you love Biden when he came on out there and he was asked about, can we do two words? He said, we're the strongest country the planet's ever produced. Of course we can. You know, there's a feeling with Biden that I get.
That is, the American people are back and the country is back. And that's one of the things I do like about Biden here. It does. I also think there is an awakening coming. You and I in the past have talked about these unions who have supported Republicans. And you're like, you do understand they want to kill you, right? And they don't care. I mean, as you said, they got convinced by social issues that was more important than their job. And so in the age of Trump, they became romanticized by Trump. The reality is I think there's a awakening happening within a lot of these unions because they see the one side. I mean, here in Minnesota, where there's been the expansion, you talked about the union jobs back, the fact that smaller businesses are embracing unions. You're seeing union votes across the board. We had the doctors. It was an Alina Health just had all the doctors unionized. You know, so you see this happening. The fact is that they're seeing that the Republicans, they talk a game, but they're not doing anything to help the unions. And it's good to see that waking up because nothing made me more mad than seeing unions support a Republican because those Republicans want to kill you. And that's just the truth.
Not just Republicans not knowing how to or not helping. Republicans hate working people.
Yes.
I say it flat out. Look at what they do. You know, I've been on the air 18 years and I've been asking people, show me one piece of legislation that a Republican has proposed that solely helps working people. No pound of flesh for corporate America, no afterthoughts for working people, but one piece of legislation that benefited working people. I'm 18 years, nobody's taken me up on it, because there isn't anything. Again, Republicans hate working people. Look at what they do. And I wish that weren't true, because there used to be pro-union Republicans.
Yes, there did.
There used to be people you could depend on.
Unbelievable. You are right. I mean, I remember some of the most ardent pro-union people I knew were Republicans.
Yep.
Yeah.
But here we are in this moment where, you know, the sad reality is the Republican Party right now is adamantly opposed to working people. Look at their policies. Massive tax cuts for the very wealthy. And look at what the only accomplishment of the Trump administration did to working people. A massive screw job. And look, the whole tax cut fetish that has come from the Reagan era forward. You know, the other day I was looking at the Forbes list. You know, in 1982, the top guy, the richest guy in this country, was worth $2 billion. That's it, $2 billion, about $6.5 billion in today's. That's the richest guy in the country at the time in 1982. You go to 22, the richest guy in the world's worth $265 billion.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing to me that you see that the median income for working people has continually gone down, while the wealth class, our upper crust, you know, our captains and titans of industry, they get wealthier and wealthier. And how? Because we're not taxing them. And they hoard very well. Now, remember what we were told. We'll give them all the money because they're smart. They know what to do with it. And it'll trickle down. Well, the reality is that they are smart. They do know what to do with it. That's make more money for themselves, not for you or me, not for us. In fact, we're the marks. We're the ones who continually get ripped off. And this is why, again, I think we're seeing all these strikes and all of this militancy, because people have had enough. People are fed up, man.
No, they absolutely are. And it is one of those things where if we don't start having the workers stand up for this right now, I mean, all we're doing when we give a billionaire a tax cut nowadays is ensuring their great, 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 great grandkid never works a day in their life. And that's insanity. Yep. We should not be sacrificing the middle and lower class of this country for billionaires and stuff like that. So just wrapping this part up, I got one more question for you after this. That there's no way in the world that Dean Phillips, the Minnesota House rep from Minnesota 3, you don't see any path for him to win the Democratic nod, do you, in any capacity? Okay, good enough. There it is. You and I are simpatico, my brother.
Dean who?
You gotta win the unions, dude. You're not going to win the unions against Biden. That's just not going to happen. So, all right.
Not gonna happen.
Since you're here, and since the U.S. House Republicans are, you know, basically going at it like Lauren Boebert at a Beetlejuice musical, it sounds like now McHenry's out. That's just right before the show. The McHenry plan is now killed. Jim Jordan's going to run again for another vote here. They are just
good luck.
Yeah, they have no place to go at this point.
No, and here's the thing. I don't really care, because they weren't going to do anything before when they had a speaker. They're not going to do anything now with a temporary speaker, and they're not going to do anything for working people with Jim Jordan as a speaker. So, you know, to be honest, there's a part of me that goes, don't care. Now, the part that does care is, look, there's some globally some problems. The president says he's going to be asking for money for Ukraine and for Israel. Who's he going to ask? Because we don't have a functional house. And as anyone knows, even the eighth grade student who's learning civics for the first time, all money emanates out of the house. They control the purse strings. So if we've got nobody to go, hey, we need the money, I don't know what we do. And look, we're ticking down to another bill thing where we could be shutting down the government again just before Thanksgiving. I think it's November 17th. So we got lots of chaos in what the Republicans have shown us. And I think this is the message out of this. I think Republicans have shown us is, one, they don't know how to govern, and two, they don't want to govern. They like being the minority party because it's easy. They can go do their podcasts and their Fox News and throw their bombs, and they don't have to actually do anything. So I think this is just them saying, hey, we really don't want to govern. We're not a serious party. We just want to cause trouble. We want to be the chaos merchants. We want to do right-wing talk radio in government. So I hope in November of next year, the American people go to the polls and throw these bums into the minority and hopefully Democrats take over and move us forward.
Hopefully it's one of those like 1930, 1932 turnovers. We get that. I will say this. It's very disheartening to hear them brag about Jim Jordan because he's going to kill Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. And I'm like, okay, you clearly are not on the side of the people of the country. But that's just, they're zealots. And they look like incompetent
folks. Thank goodness for Jelly Bucket Joe. thank goodness for Joe Biden showing up with his jelly bucket, his veto pen in hand, even if they were to get something through. For me, keep that guy right where he's at.
Yeah. Outstanding. Rick Smith, if you're not listening to the Rick Smith Show weeknights here, 8 to 10 o'clock in Minneapolis, St. Paul, you are just wrong. It is an exceptional broadcast, and if you are pro-union, that's where you just need to be every single night. Rick, as always, outstanding. You're always welcome on this show, my friend. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Matt. Keep it up, brother.
Take care, my friend. Rick Smith, The Rick Smith Show. God, is he good. God, that was a good interview. All right, let's take a break. Come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's The Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. I see you calling.
I didn't want to leave you like that. Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. But it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications. This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get a free no obligation assessment from All Energy Solar's commercial solar specialists by calling 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
How does this sound? Doesn't this sound better? If you've decided to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota instead to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved when someone repurposes your old cabinets, fixtures, and lumber. Think of all the resources saved by diverting those building materials from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota makes it happen for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, funds are available to make the environmentally responsible alternative comparable to a typical demolition. For more information, check out betterfuturesminnesota.com. That's betterfuturesminnesota.com. Or call 612-351-8650. And don't forget to shop the Reuse Warehouse in Minneapolis.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. I don't know where you're going with this, Dean. I don't know where you're going for this. I don't know if this is some attempt to you to jump to a third party, to become an independent. I don't know if this is just, you know, you truly just do feel as if Joe Biden, even though he's done a lot, is just, he's too old, he can't be there. I don't know. But you're not going to win a Democratic nomination. You know, listen to Rick Smith laugh at the idea. That's Pennsylvania, by the way. That's Pennsylvania. You're going to need Pennsylvania. And you need Pennsylvania in the primary. You're going to need the Pennsylvania in the general election. And he's openly laughing at the idea of you running. You want to run. I'm going to be consistent. You have the right to run. You have that right. My goodness, if you want to do so, that is not anyone else's, you know, business but your own. You can do that. But I just don't think, I'm just not quite sure what you think you're going to do here. I'm not sure what you think is going to become the outcome of this. But you're not going to win the nomination because the union is not going to go on your side. And like I said, maybe this is just setting yourself up for 2028, and that's fine. I mean, obviously, Kamala Harris, if she wants to run, is probably going to be the front runner at that point to be, it would be the front runner to be the nominee. But yeah, it's I just don't know what you're doing. Is Dr. Joe on the phone? Put Dr. Joe on. Put Dr. Joe on the phone right now. Dr. Joe, I'm hoping this is not an urgent call. Has the monkey, has the gorilla virus escaped the lab? Are we concerned about this?
Yeah, we're all doomed. I just wanted to say a happy birthday to a guy that gives things to everybody 5 days a week.
Wow.
And you're a special human, man. And you got an all-expense-paid trip up to the Eastman Golf and Fishing Ranch.
Well, that'd be fantastic. I'll think I'll do this next year. Not, it's going to get a little cool. You took the boat talk out early, by the way. I'm just going to let you know.
Oh boy, I'm regretting it.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Joe. It's that's very nice of you. I will say that what you have done has saved a lot of people. So I'm much more humble to you and what you bring every day. But thank you very much. It's great to have friends like you, my friend.
You betcha. And enjoy the rest of your day, please.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Joe Eastman. Irregular guy. Just that's it's like this is like an old Mike Douglas episode. Hey, we've got a special walk-in guest star. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, we're bringing all the old. It sounds like it's your last show. It's everyone, your farewell to me.
Well, it's not. I mean,
I know
unless you know something, you know something I don't. You know, is this like a Twilight Zone episode? Do I not make it out of here today?
Okay. I'll see if Stein calls here too in the next.
No,
few
he's not going.
He's not going to call and wish you happy birthday.
He's like doing 18 jobs right now. He didn't learn. By the way, could I mention one thing about Dr. Joe? So, did you notice about 2 days ago on social media, all of a sudden you said you're, oh no, looks like we're going to get a big snowstorm in the last week of October. And they're saying October 6th and 7th is what they were saying. October 26th and 27th. October 26th, 27th. That's what they were saying is that was going to be, oh, it's chaos there. Now, I don't mean to be a buzzkill here on this. October 26th, the temperature's going to be 51 degrees. February 27th, or Friday the 27th of October, it's 41 degrees. I'm no math whiz, but I believe those are both above freezing for the day. And there, as a matter of fact, there's very little chance of precipitation on the 41-degree day. All the precipitation seems to be the 2 days before that, where it's 51 and 52 degrees. By the way, the low on the 25th is 43. Once again, a little warm for snow accumulation, especially when the ground's 65 degrees right now still. I get it. You like to try to scare people. And don't get me wrong, things could change. But if you're doing this for like next week, and next week it's like, oh, it's going to be 51 degrees. I don't think it's going to change that much in a few days, but stop it. Stop trying to scare people. Stop it. Although, if you're up north, it's about time the flakes start flying up that way. Hour two is up next.
Top from 30 Bales on Main Street in Hopkins, my co-founder Tom and I developed our restaurant to celebrate everything Midwestern cuisine has to offer. Our upbeat neighborhood gathering place brings together bright personalities, bold recipes, clean ingredients, and craft spirits that play with unique flavors of the Midwest. The menu at 30 Bales is inspired by seasonal ingredients grown close to home. Some favorites include our devilish eggs, beet salad, short rib pot pie, and our decadent burgers.
Join us for lunch, dinner, and weekend brunch. Go to 30bales.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our live call-in talk show airing every Saturday from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights you need to know to live and age well. Each week, we talk with guests who provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and self-care for caregivers, and help you and your loved ones plan for the future. And
you're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,